American Cattle News. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh.
So that's actually a draft that we're currently working on.
That's Justin Oilfield. He's the Vice President of Government Affairs with the California Cattlemen's Association, based in Sacramento. He also has a cattle operation near Sacramento. And we're covering it closely. It's known as Waters of the State of California. It's about proposed state wetland definitions and procedures for discharges and dredged or filled materials to waters of the state. And it represents the latest development in a program that the State Water Resources Control Board has been working on since 2007 in response to the U.S. Supreme Court decision narrowing the scope of aquatic resources subject to the Federal Clean Water Act. Justin Oilfield.
So we've just actually recently provided comments to the State Water Resources Control Board on the development of that wetlands policy.
Oilfield said that not only the cattle industry, but all ag and many other industries, such as the building industry, are pushing back.
So, of course, you know, we're concerned anytime there's increased regulatory burdens on farmers and ranchers here in California. I think it's still yet to be determined or how the wetlands policy the State Water Resources Control Board is developing will impact folks, given it's not been fully developed at this point. Of course, we want to make sure that the jurisdiction, not only the federal government of the state, remains as tight as possible to ensure there's no sort of creep that occurs, you know, where agencies are expanding their authority outside of what, you know, has been provided to them by the legislative body.
Oilfield says it's all about Trump's administration revising WOTUS.
You know, of course, with the Trump administration, you know, working to amend or change the federal WOTUS rules so it abides by the Clean Water Act and the Commerce Clause. The state's, of course, going to try to backfill that. And so we're watching that issue, you know, very closely, and our staff are working on addressing those impacts and raising concerns as they come about through the development of that rule.
The Water Resources Control Board lists certain activities, including normal farming activities, maintenance, construction, and maintenance of farm ponds and irrigation ditches, and maintenance of irrigation ditches, akin to those that the Corps of Engineers excludes from the regulations under its program, and says that these activities are not subject to its new rules, but nonetheless maintains that this exclusion does not prohibit the state or regional boards from issuing or waiving the need for a permit for the activity. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with American Cattle News.